You're listening a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
Alhamdulillah, we have Brother Akbar on the line now. Lucky sent me a message. And he is ready with his guests, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Let us hear from Brother Akbar Clayton from Ardullah al-Haram, Makkah al-Mukarramah. Let's say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Akbar.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mulana, and all the Makkah Sahaba listeners. We greet you with love and with lots of emotion from Azizia, Makkah al-Mukarramah. And it's a very hot day today, alhamdulillah. Lots of activities going on in all the agencies, as we've got one more day left to prepare ourselves. So there's lots of lectures taking place in all the different agencies.
Yes.
Our agents are preparing us very well, alhamdulillah. Expert ulama giving us advice on how to do the best possible hajj that will be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a hajj that is without any violation and transgression. So alhamdulillah, we are emotionally charged and eagerly awaiting the 5 days of hajj, Mulana.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, Brother Akbar. And inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, I'm sure that you are doing your level best. By the way, respected listener, Akbar Clayton is not working for Markaz Sahaba. He is doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I requested from him to do a Hajj broadcast from Makkah al-Mukarramah, he did not hesitate. He was so glad and he was so happy. And there you can see the fruits of his intention. Every interview that he comes with, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, is so informative and so spiritual and so gentle and so nice. Jazakallah khair, Brother Akbar. What have you got for us today?
Alhamdulillah for those very kind words, Mulana. I take no credit. When you asked me to do this official broadcast, I bowed my head and I lifted my hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I asked him for guidance. I asked him to make me eloquent during this time, and most importantly, to inspire the listeners to perform their hajj, and also to give them a very detailed account of what is going on here. So alhamdulillah, I take no credit, but alhamdulillah, so far so good. We've been receiving a lot of response and very positive responses, alhamdulillah. I just want to inform the brothers and sisters back home that Brother Khalik is doing extremely well. He's been making a few umrahs. He is so full of noor. He's very energetic. And alhamdulillah, he has agreed to give us a post-hajj interview before he leaves home. So we'll be hearing more from Brother Khalik just before he leaves, inshallah. So we promise you that will be coming forward. So today, Mulana, I have a very, very special guest all the way from Cape Town, Brother Umar Barker. He is on his first part of hajj with his wife, Shad, and he will be giving us an overview of his experience so far, inshallah. So without further ado, bismillah, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Umar Parker.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and all the listeners.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Umar. You are speaking to Zakaria Samir from Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlan wa sahlan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best, inshallah, for your effort and the time that you're putting with us to please the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amin, inshallah. Amin. Jazakallah.
Gee, what have you got for us to say? Give us some of your nuraniyat.
So, alhamdulillah, as Brother Akbar has indicated, this is my first, this is my first hajj. I'm here with my wife, Dilshad. We are based in Cape Town. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful experience. As we, obviously we are on the cusp of the 5 days of Hajj, and the emotions are really, quite overwhelming.
Yes.
When you prepare for the Hajj and, you make your preparations, nothing prepares you for the emotional side of what you expect. A lot of planning goes into the logistics, the tickets, the accommodation, all of those type of, mundane matters that need to be taken care of. But ultimately, this is a journey to Allah, and this is about a journey from the heart. So as we stand here 2 days away from the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, myself and my wife Dilshad, we are very, very emotional. We're obviously thinking, of our families back home, and, we're thinking of the Ummah at large. And alhamdulillah, what a beautiful experience. We started off in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And, you know, just the idea of leaving Medina immediately leaves one with a sense of, you know, of sadness. Because just being in that beautiful city, you know, leaves one with complete tranquility, you know, wherever you are. Whether you are in the Haram, in the Rauda, or even in your hotel, you do feel the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that in itself was, you know, was a beautiful experience for us, and it is something that we will treasure for the rest of our lives. And it is certainly something that we would want to have our families who haven't been here also experience. I've got three young children, so certainly I want to go back and inspire them, you know, with what it is that we've been able to see and with what we've been able to experience. And then, of course, you know, making our way through to Makkatul Mukarrama, you know, that in itself, seeing the Kaaba, you know, being amongst the millions of Hujjaj, again, that is, you know, those were moments that were completely priceless. And we were completely overwhelmed with, you know, with the amount of people that we saw, that, you know, just from the different nationalities. And you really do get a sense that at the end of the day, as Muslims, we are a truly powerful ummah when we, you know, when we are together.
When we are united, yes.
You get to see all of that, you know, in its glory. And this journey is ultimately, you know, an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one just decides to go to Makkatul Mukarrama. You really do get invited. So it is with those feelings that we now are standing here, in Madizia at the moment and preparing for the 5 days of Hajj. So those are some of my early thoughts and my early feelings as we shared with you.
Before you leave us, inshallah, Omar, can you give me a sort of explanation about when you saw the Kaaba for the first time? How was you? What did you feel?
Yeah, Allah, if I just think back now, that feeling is one where you attend classes, you know, the Maulanas and the Sheikhs in Cape Town will tell you about the du'as that you need to recite, you know, things that you need to, prepare for. But alhamdulillah, when I stood at the, you know, when we came in for our umrah, because that was the first time that we saw the Kaaba, you know, we walked in with our heads bowed down in complete submission and really just taking in, you know, the moment. But that feeling is a feeling that no one can put a price tag to. You really have to stand there and you are in awe. It is a symbol of what you have been praying towards, for the better part of your life. You know that, you know, that is Allah's house, this is His Baytullah, and you are now in His sanctuary. So the feeling of gratitude, of just being in complete humility and just being grateful, you know, for having been allowed to, you know, to step on the holy sanctuaries of the Haram and being on the Mataf is a feeling that certainly my wife and I will never forget. And alhamdulillah, since then, you know, after the Umrah, we've been able to perform multiple tawaf. And Mashallah. what a beautiful occasion, you know, to share with the rest of, you know, of our fellow Hujjaj from the rest of the, you know, of the world.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. And isn't it amazing, really amazing, to find such big crowd of people like this doing the same action, the same time, present in the same place, and you don't find one argument, you don't find one person arguing with another person. Isn't that amazing?
No, absolutely. And I think even when you think about the different languages that we speak, I mean, I've had many experiences in the Haram where I'm not able to speak Afghan or Persian or whatever it is that, you know, people speak across the different parts of the world. But the common language that we speak is, you know, salam and, you know, and peace. And it's really overwhelming when you think about amongst the millions of Hujjaj that, you know, your place in that, you know, in that Haram and on the Mataf when it comes to the Salat time, somebody will make way for you, you know. And that really speaks to the beauty of, you know, of our deen and who we are as a, you know, as a, you know, as an ummah. So definitely it is a beautiful, grand display of brotherhood, of sisterhood. My wife had similar experiences, you know, amongst, you know, a lot of the sisters that she was with, where people were just willing to make space for her and allow her to come and sit next to her, you know, and everybody just wanting you to share in the, you know, in the blessings of, you know, of, you know, of being in the haram.
Subhanallah, beautiful experience. Absolutely. Beautiful is not even the right expression to express it or to explain it. But one of those experiences that I have went through when I entered the Masjid Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I felt I am in a different world. Did you have that feeling when you entered the Masjid Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And what did you feel when you were standing there before him and saying, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah? How did you feel?
Look, when you stand there, you are in complete submission. This is the most beloved of Allah's creation. So your heart just melts. And again, feelings of gratitude, of immense humility and submission. You can't but not stand there with a dry eye, because when you realize what it is that was offered by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, all of the Sahaba that are buried in Jannat al-Baqi, how can you but stand there, you know, with a dry eye? You just cannot. So again, it is a feeling, and it was a feeling that we had of just being incomplete and utter. In an utter state of shukr for having been allowed to be in that noble sanctuary where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, was able to dwell and start his mission. So beautiful feelings, and you can see that everybody who comes there is just in a state of complete and utter, you know, submission and wanting to pay due respect, you know, to Allah's, you know, most beloved. So a wonderful, wonderful city, the most peaceful city. Alhamdulillah, I've had the honor of traveling, you know, in many parts of the world, but never ever had I experienced the peace and the tranquility that I've experienced in Madinatul Munawwara. And inshallah, I hope to return soon with my family, inshallah.
Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Brother Omar, the last thing, inshallah, we would like to request from you, if you would like to send a message to your family and to your beloved ones and to your friends and relatives in Cape Town, you may have 1-2 minutes to send them your message.
JazakAllah, Molina. I do have family in Johannesburg as well. In fact, my mom is based in Johannesburg in Mayfair.
Lovely.
So I would like to send out a special salam and greetings to my mom, Khadija Parker, to my sisters, who are also in Mayfair, Nazima and Amina, Atina, Rabia, and I've got a few teachers there as well. So to everyone who's listening, also back in Cape Town, I think nowadays we have, you know, streaming capabilities, just for everyone to keep us in their du'as, you know, that Allah grants us the necessary health and strength to fulfill all of our obligations during the 5 days of Hajj. It is extremely hot at the moment, and all of the Hujjaj, will be put through their paces. But inshallah, we believe with everyone's dua that, you know, we'll be able to fulfill, you know, what it is that we need to do. So just for everyone, just to keep us in their du'as, and we certainly will keep the larger ummah in our du'as as we fulfill the rights of Hajj, inshallah.
Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you as a sadaqah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah grant you Hajj mabrur and the dhanb maghfoor. And you go back, inshallah, safe, sound, clear, clean, as if you have been born yesterday from your mother's womb. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. From Markaz Sahaba listeners and Markaz Sahaba team, we say Jazakallah, Omar, Shukran Jazilan, and don't forget us in your du'as.
Ameen.
Shukran Jazilan.
Shukran for your time and shukran for the opportunity. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's speak to Brother Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Wonderful, very, wonderful very, Hajji day that you have got for us. Jazakallah khair, Akbar.
What a beautiful speech or interview the brother gave us. Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm standing right next to him, Mulana, but just from his words, I felt my heart was filled with nur and love. And one thing that I take out of his interview is that
everybody present in Makkatul Mukarramah and Azizia, we are united in love, in kindness, in unity and compassion. Such a beautiful feeling, Mulana. Everybody's so kind to each other. Everybody's making salam. There's a bond. You can actually feel the love in the air. It's such an awesome feeling. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give every single one of our listeners an opportunity to experience that, inshallah. And, Mulana, I just want to share one thing with you. What I heard from one of my Mulanas is that, you know, a hafiz, on the day of judgment, a hafiz will be able to take 10 of his family members into Jannah.
Yes.
But a haji who has achieved a hajj maqbool and a hajj mabrur will be able to take 400
Allah
of his family members into Jannah, inshallah.
Subhanallah,
so you can see the significance of this ibadah. You can see the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this ibadah and the value that he places on it, Mulana. So we make dua for all the listeners and for you, Mulana, to make dua for us that we achieve a hajj maqbool and a hajj maqbool, inshallah. Because, you know, it's so easy just to utter a wrong word or to do the wrong thing.
True.
So please make dua for all the hujjaj that we fulfill our duty unto Allah with excellence and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that opportunity. And we miss every single one of our listeners. We wish you were on the trip with us. But inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that opportunity, inshallah.
Ameen. And I will personally make dua for you and for the entire hujjaj this year and all the years past. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen. Especially the old in the prayer, Mulana. There's some very sick people with us in different groups. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the energy to fulfill all the Farad Manasik of Hajj, inshallah. And remember them in your du'as. They really do need it. But it just shows the courage, and it shows the love that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are prepared to undertake this journey, even with their current conditions. How admirable. And once again, proving that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you, no man shall keep you from this trip. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There is no words for you, Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your trip, bless your mother, bless the entire hujjaj, bless everybody who gave a finger to help the hujjaj that are there by the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakum Allah khair, Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Just a brief overview tomorrow. I've managed to secure one of our very, he's an excellent speaker. He's also just a normal hujjaj. But I really want to hear, I want to allow the listeners to listen to his story, Brother Suleiman. He's from Johannesburg. And then after that, we'll stop, Mulana. So on Friday, there will be no broadcast. I don't think it will be appropriate. But inshallah, on the day of Arafah, if possible, we can do a short little program on that day, inshallah. And I will try and also secure Mulana Dawood for that. If we can do two calls, because I would like to make a dua for the listeners on Mount Arafat, inshallah. If that's acceptable by you, Mulana.
Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, Akbar. Salams to you and to everybody, inshallah.
Allah alaikum. To all the listeners, to you, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Akbar Clayton broadcasting to us the Hajj procedure and the Hujjaj and the environment and giving us a chance to listen to their words. Now, these words that are uttered in that land, in that specific time, is completely different. It has a different impact on us if we hear it from other place in some other time, because those words that comes out from the heart of people, you know, remember now, respected listener, those people are not writing down those words that they like to say on air with us, but they are reading it from their heart. It's coming automatically from their hearts while they are in the process of being in Hajj, while they are in the sacred land of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they are around the Kaaba, while they are gaining so much of nur in this environment. I'm telling you, respected listener, there is so much of nur in this environment, especially around the Kaaba and the entire the area around the Kaaba. There you'll find most of the nur. The more you go away from there and go farther, further, you won't be able to gain the amount of nur. But the nur is all over. The nur is all over. The light is all over. And it's the more, the longer you stay there around the Kaaba, the more you gain of nur into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. You heard the brother's request that he needs you to make dua for him. Imagine, he is in the sacred land there, but he needs you to make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maghfur. All the sins must be removed. And bring them back to Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Bring them back clean, cleansed, pure, as if they were born from the mother's womb yesterday. And this is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected listener. It did not come from his mouth. It came via the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. Whoever goes there and attain the conditions of having a successful Hajj, he will come back as a clean and cleansed as if he was born from his mother's womb yesterday. Ameen. Ya Rabbi Alameen.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.